Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
From Sportsnet up there in Canada, Sportsnet Canada's very own Shai Davidi. I said he's a baseball columnist, and I'm sure everybody up there with the Toronto Blue Jays is well aware of his work. Thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing, Shai?
I'm all right. How are you?
I've been a lot better, if I could, you know, be honest and frank with you. This is not what I was expecting. This is not what I had put out there on Friday. Like, this sucks. This is not a good spot to be in. How do you feel as, I'm assuming, a Toronto Blue Jay fan, maybe if you're not a fan, but someone that covers the team and has covered the team for some years?
Yeah, I think I'm probably a bit more objective now than I was growing up. I born and raised in Toronto, and certainly grew to love the Blue Jays as a kid. But to me, this has been a little bit stunning. I really enjoyed the season series between the teams. I thought that this was going to be tremendous back and forth series. Two teams that had been playing well right at the end of the season, and for the games to have played out the way that they've had and have such one-sided outcomes. And I do think the game one score is not indicative of how close that game was. I mean, it literally hung by a thread for the Blue Jays there. The Yankees are a great team. I wouldn't be shocked if this series ends up going five games. I wouldn't be shocked if it ended tomorrow. Playoff baseball is just so weird and wild, and you need to, in a sense, expect the unexpected.
Yeah, and you can't predict baseball, so when you have your opportunities, you can't let them pass you by. You got to jump all over them, and I feel like that's what the Toronto Blue Jays did. Question for you. I am not a man of certain age, but maybe you are. Do you recall the late 90s, early 90s, late 80s Blue Jays and those runs to the championship series, World Series? Were you watching the team, a fan of the team back then?
Yeah, that's from my childhood. I definitely remember them. I remember the Jays clinching in 85 against the Yankees, and even though I was very young at the time. But that's one of those sort of foundational baseball memories, core baseball memories for me. Butch Weiniger with the home run on the Friday night to delay the party for the Blue Jays, and Doyle Alexander shoving the day after on the Saturday to get it done. This is a rivalry that's got, I think for the Blue Jays, for everybody in baseball, the Yankees are always the bar and the team that you're measuring yourself against to some degree. And, victories against the Yankees are often sweeter. And there are times where I think that's been reciprocated on the Yankees end towards Toronto, as they've been a team that a lot of years have been one of their prime obstacles to supremacy in the American League East. Those memories definitely are there. For Blue Jays fans growing up now, like I was back then, these games are creating some of those memories for them.
Yeah, I mean, I started my show tonight saying to Yankee fans, like, go look up the Blue Jays history. Maybe it's their time. Go look up the Blue Jays history. Like they went from losing in 85, 89, 91, then breaking through back-to-back years, 92, 93. Now, I do very much remember the Joey Bats, Josh Donaldson, Edwin Encarnacion teams. in 2015 and 16 that got to the ALCS, but that was also heartbreaking as well, losing then. And then these last few years of this modern day team with Vladdy and co, wild card exits. This year you skipped the wild card and just got to the DS. I'm looking at Toronto and I'm giving them respect that I didn't give them before, and that leads me into my next thing. I feel like Yankee fans still aren't respecting what they're seeing, which is a Toronto team that dominated us in the Rogers Center the entire season and still edged us out to win the division. They're just better than the Yankees. It's going to take a lot for the Yankees to overcome that. But then today I'm seeing all this stuff about swing and miss rate, tipping pitches, stealing signs, knowing what's coming, and that maybe something fishy is going on with the Blue Jays. Can you give us your insight on that? You got to know something. Tell me what's going on with the Blue Jays. Why are they so good? Why'd they know when it was an off-speed pitch to jump all over our guys?
I mean, look, this is a conversation that is all throughout baseball, right?
Yes.
And every team is doing it. Every team is investing in trying to find ways to find some sort of tell, right? And, you know, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, they're amongst the teams who've been considered the leaders at it. The Blue Jays hadn't been there, considered among them in recent years. Maybe now they are. But I would say this, you know, the Blue Jays had contact last year too, and they just weren't making as good a contact as they are making now. They had some guys having some down years that have certainly changed it. Bo Bichette, who's hurt right now, but he's second in the majors in hits, second in the majors in doubles, even though he missed the final 3 weeks of the season. He's a completely different player and from year over year, and that alone transformed the lineup. But between him and George Springer, and then creating more pressure, the Blue Jays do a lot of things to make things difficult for the opposing pitcher, and I think that's what I've really seen throughout, you know, the season series. I mean, you can go back to the series in Toronto at the end of June, early July, and then middle of July, and you know, a lot of that was just the Blue Jays putting balls in play and the Yankees making errors and opening the door to big innings. That was really the primary thing there. Do they have all this information? Maybe. I mean, I don't know that they would have anything that other teams don't have. The Yankees have a reputation as being one of the teams that invests heavily in trying to find tells and using AI and different other pieces of tech to try and identify things. That's just where the sport's at, right? You can't do it anymore with signs. So teams have moved on to trying to find things on the body.
Yeah, the traject machine. We're on the phone right now with Shai Davidi. He's a baseball columnist, MLB insider for Sportsnet Canada. In the beginning of your response, you mentioned the Dodgers, and I just watched the Dodgers put a four spot up in the seventh inning down at Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philly. So with a few outs to go here, the Dodgers take a commanding lead, and they're one of the teams, and so are the Red Sox. And, you know, part of this rivalry with the Yankees and the Blue Jays this year was John Schneider talking about, the whole league knows. You know, the Yankees are good when they know something. And last time Toronto came to the Bronx, you know, it was there was a lot of conversation about Judge flapping his wings at second and how nondiscreet it was, and, you know, Ben Rice getting the best of Max Scherzer. Well, here's the next thing for you. You also mentioned Bo Bichette. He's not on the ALDS roster. Neither is Max Scherzer. Neither is Chris Bassett or Jose Berríos. Now, I thought that would be some form of an advantage because I went on Sportsnet 590 on Saturday and said, for the first time in a long time, the Yankees are actually healthy in the postseason. You're not. That's advantage us. And boy, was I wrong. How do you feel about who they have on the roster, in the bullpen, in the rotation to get one more win in three games to seal the deal and move on and go back to the championship series?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, I think for me, the only one surprise was Max Scherzer a little bit. Everything else, you know, Barrios was hurt, Bichette was hurt, and is just too far away from a recovery to have even been a serious consideration for the roster. Chris Bassett coming off the IL, and he had one intra-squad outing to sort of get himself ready, and so he was always going to be 50-50. Mm-hmm. Scherzer was a bit of a call, and it's going to, like, where are you getting more utility from? And they felt that if they weren't going to start him in a game, that they probably could have used the extra lefty, so he ended up with Justin Brule on the roster, and then they have Max Scherzer ready for a next round should they get there. But you know, the Blue Jays have had to overcome different injuries throughout the year, right? Like, the version of the team that ended up winning the American League East is not the one that they had planned in the offseason. Anthony Santander was supposed to be a core part of that club, and he was supposed to be in the middle of the lineup and hitting a bunch of homers and driving in runs. And, you know, they only had half a season of Max Scherzer. They had some Jimmy Garcia got hurt and he was lost. Bowden Francis, was supposed to be the number five starter, maybe more. And he got hurt and has been lost for the season. So they've had to adapt in a number of different ways. And they've had good depth and they've got a good middle tier of players. And so, even though they've lost some high-end guys, they've been able to survive because they have a lot of depth and there aren't a lot of soft spots on the roster.
How do you feel about Shane Bieber, a guy that you got at the trade deadline who has postseason experience specifically against the Yankees? He's a Cy Young, former Cy Young winner. Like, he used to be an ace, and you're going to rely on his experience in Yankee Stadium coming up. How do the Toronto Blue Jays faithful feel about what he's going to be able to do for the team in this game three that could be the put-away game?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really interesting move at the trade deadline, right? Because there weren't a ton of high-end starting pitchers available, and he had pedigree. But there's the concern, like, what exactly are you getting when he's coming off Tommy John? So there is an element of risk to it. And he's really answered all those questions and maybe not been quite the best version of himself, but a very good version of himself and one that keeps trending upwards. And he's gotten a bunch of extra rest between starts now, setting him up for this outing. So he should be at his peak physically and feeling good. Now, could there be some rust? Sure. But I think he's been everything that the Blue Jays would have expected. It's just stable, mature, in control innings with the ability to go with the upside to have that top end kind of outing. And so the Blue Jays set up their rotation for this series, knowing that they've got Gausman in one and Bieber in three, and then maybe not 100% certain what they're going to get in two and four. And so they've lined it up, and he's got a chance to pitch him into the next round, which is, you know, exactly why they paid a high price in a pitching prospect named Cal Steven in order to get him.
Yeah, I'm not that confident. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's like, hey, don't let us get one, right? So if the Yankees get the Shane Bieber game, and then the Blue Jays are forced to go bullpen game. We have seen the entire bullpen, right? The Yankees have now seen everybody that they have, and there are some fans that think advantage shifts because that'll be young Cam Schlittler on the mound versus that bullpen. Talk to me about John Schneider, how he manages this pen, who he's going to go to. What do you think about, like, what is your confidence with him? Because Alex Cora had nothing. We watched Alex Cora lose back-to-back bullpen games in Yankee Stadium. Tell me something about the manager, John Schneider, and how do you think he's going to attack the Yankees lineup with his guys?
Well, I think just from a bigger picture, you have to look at the job John Schneider has done. Turning around a team that had lost 88 games a year ago, was really in disarray in a lot of different ways, wasn't certain, 100% certain about the direction, how they're going to pull it off. And he oversaw a lot of change over the offseason to the various processes, input from players, changes to how they do everything from game planning to pitching plans, hitting plans, fielding, alignment, all these different pieces. And over the course of the season, he's just managed to, a lot of times, just pull the right combinations, whether it be lineups, pinch hitting. The Jays have the second most pinch hits in baseball, I believe, the most or second most RBIs in pinch hit situations. They've managed that well. They've had a few bullpen games, and you know, all things being equal, assuming everyone isn't needed for game three, I would think the bullpen day that they ran against the Red Sox in the final week of the season, which was started by Louis Varland and then with Eric Lauer following in bulk, might be a bit of a model for what they could do in game four. And that one went spectacularly well. It was a key game for the Jays, who had lost four in a row heading into that one, and allowed the Yankees to get level with them. And then that steadied them. They kept on winning and won out and took the division. While the Yankees won out as well. So I think that could be the model for game four. But I also think usage tomorrow night in game three could determine that. So there'll be an element of what happens and winging it on the fly or adapting based on the events of tomorrow.
Okay, so last thing for you, because now in my head I'm mapping out the path to get back to the Rogers Center. It's getting Shane Bieber out of the game early, three innings, four innings max. Get him out of the game, and then you got to go to the bullpen. Rodon's got to go six, maybe seven, and hand it over to a well-rested back of the bullpen for the Yankees. Yankees win that game. Force game four. Game four, you go bullpen game versus Cam Schlittler, and he picks up where he left off in his first postseason outing, and he's just mowing the Blue Jays down. He wants some get back from that Friday night where the Toronto Blue Jays jumped all over him, and he was talking about tipping his pitches. Now, here's the last question for you. On regular rest, the Blue Jays are going to send out rookie Treya Savage game five in Toronto with Kevin Gausman backing up. Is that the plan?
No, I think it's going to be Kevin Gausman. And then you can probably use
the other way around.
Treya Savage for a couple innings. Yeah, like it would be Kevin Gausman in game five. I mean, that's
with an extra day of rest, and then Savage on his regular 5 days, and you know, stack those guys together in a winner take all.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do that. I mean, they could trust Gauz to go all the way to. I think there's a number of different ways that they would bridge to it, and then you know, you get to a game five, it's all hands on deck and do whatever makes sense. So, look, I think it's super interesting, and we can map out a million scenarios, and baseball can play out in a million different ways. You know, that saying, you know, we plan, God laughs.
God's laugh at all of our baseball fan plans.
Right. They complete. And baseball, I think, embodies that, that saying more than any other sport. So, the unpredictability element of it is a lot of fun. It's why the postseason is so amazing in baseball. And, you know, we always be ready for weird. Like, you never know what's going to happen. And, like, you know, momentum can shift fast. But the one thing that I look at is that so far in the series, when there have been those big inflection point moments in games, you know, the Blue Jays have managed to find a way. And, you know, does that change here in New York? It sure could. But, you know, the Blue Jays are certainly carrying a lot of confidence right now. But, you know, the Yankees have good reason to be confident, too. And so these are probably the two best teams in the American League. I think you make a pretty good case for Seattle to be in that conversation, too. But this feels like a series that would have been worthy of an ALCS. If the Yankees punch their way back into it, I wouldn't be shocked. And, you know, if the Blue Jays manage to close this out, I wouldn't be shocked either.
Yeah, I hope we get to Game 5. I know you got two guys over there that I've seen kill us in Yankee Stadium. That's Vladdy Jr. and George Springer. So if those guys are leading the charge and they're comfortable in there, it's going to be a battle. The Yankees have their work cut out for them. Hey, thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate you giving us the time.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Shai Davidi. Look him up. He is one of the guys to know up there with the Toronto Blue Jays on Sportsnet Canada. He just gave us a little insight from the Toronto side, and now we'll take your calls on the Yankees side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.